The United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Wynn Elliott, presenting another in the series of transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star, brought to you each week by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Let it serve as a musical reminder that the sure way to save is the automatic way, through the twin plans for purchasing United States Savings Bonds, the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're not on a payroll, the bond a month plan where you bank. And now, here's the opening selection on our program, played by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Mr. Sosnick's arrangement of The Breeze and I by Ernesto Lecuona. For today's guest star, it is my pleasure to introduce one of radio's newest entertainers, the gag man's gag man, the comedian's comedian, the funny man's funny man.
Oh, there, Elliot. You're getting in a rut.
Yes, it's Abe Burrows.
Hello, I'm Burrows, like he said. I'm a fellow that was put on the radio one Saturday night several months ago as a summer replacement for 15 minutes of dead air. And I stuck around. My program has become kind of a Saturday night public service for the regular day and night radio listener. You see, my program represents 15 minutes during which he can take his bath without missing anything. I sing songs which I wrote because I didn't like certain other songs. For instance, here's one I call a My Girl is Different from Your Girl type song. Like this. Get this. Singing, no time for blues or signs, 'cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. You can't upset me. No, none of you's gloomy guys. 'Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. What makes her different? Is it the way she walks? Or the way she shakes her bright little skirt? Or the way she talks? That's why I'm singing nothing but blue skies. Cupid gave me a shove, and I'm in love with the girl with the three blue, girl with the three blue. Not one, not two, but three blue eyes.
If anyone listening happens to have three eyes, please understand it was all in fun. I got a few more songs that I'm working on. Haven't finished yet. One is a rather bitter type love song called Aspirin is useless to me, darling, 'cause you give me a different sort of pain. And then there's another novelty type song I'm working on. It's called Now that long skirts are back again, I can see that her eyes are blue. However, here's what I'd like to do that's a type song you don't hear much these days. It's a song of the sea, what you'd call a sea-type chanty. I love songs of the sea. I guess that's because I love the sea. There's nothing like it. The salt air in your nostrils, the moon over the port bow, the flapping of sails in the breeze, the scream of the gulls overhead, the trade winds in your hair. I gotta try that sometime. You see, my actual sailing experience has consisted of sailing 52 times through the tunnel of love. But to prove I really love sailing, 40 of those trips through the tunnel of love were without a girl. Anyway, here's my sea chant. Our ship is leaving Portsmouth Town. Her name's the good ship Nancy Brown. Sing yo-ho, jib the boom, poop the deck, rattle the hatch, main the sail, zippy-doo, anchors away in the morning. Sailing with the tides, we said farewell to our girls and brides. Sing yo-ho, rig the ratch, hoist the hitch, jib the boom, how are the yous, fiddle-dee-dee, open the door, anchors away in the morning. And soon we'll be out on the ocean foam, so let's heave-ho with a will, and come jolly tars, let's sing while we can, for soon we'll all be deathly ill. Sing yo-ho, sing ho-hi, sing hee-hee, yo-ho, ho-hi, hee-hee, yo-ha. For there's nothing like the life of a sailor, sailing on the briny foam, with a good stout ship beneath your feet, and a good stout wife at home. Oh, there's nothing, nothing, nothing like the sailor's life. The sailor's life is grand. Oh, I'd never give up the sea unless you offered me a job on land. So it's three jolly cheers for the sea and a fun farewell to dry land. So up with the anchor and we won't let it down till we reach Catalina Island. Singing yo-ho, hit the deck, follow the fleet, anchors away, scuttle the butt, loop the bleat, pepper the mint, horn the pipe, we're sailing away on the sea, sea, he, he.
I made it.
Thank you, Abe Burrows. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we hear again from the Savings Bonds Orchestra playing another special Sosnick arrangement. This time, My Heart Stood Still from the Connecticut Yankee. for a fine tune. And now, friends, I'd like to bring our guest star, Abe Burrows, back to the microphone for a few words. Abe, it's been grand having you with us.
Glad I could drop in, Wynn. Gives me a chance to do something I don't indulge in very often.
What do you mean, Abe?
Well, I got a chance to give a few of my friends a little good, sound, financial-type advice.
Oh?
You know, when it comes to picking horses or baseball teams or almost anything else, I miss just as much as the next guy. But when it comes to picking a good, sound, financial deal, just leave it to Burrows.
He never misses, huh? How to Make Money by Abe Burrows.
Correct. And here's the answer, friends, and there's no gag about it. The safest, best way to save money these days is to put it into United States savings bonds. They're the safest investment you can make, guaranteed by your government. And they're profitable, too, paying back $4 for every $3 you invest in them in just 10 years.
Well said, my friend. Well said indeed.
And that's just part of it. It's the surest way to save because it's entirely automatic, thanks to the payroll savings plan and, for those who are on who are their own bosses, the bond-a-month plan.
Well, tell me, Abe, are you a bond-a-monther?
You bet I am, Wynn. So it's from personal experience that I say, buy savings bonds. Buy them regularly. So long, folks.
And goodbye to you, Abe Burrows. And come back again, too. You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program which is brought to you at the same time each week by the United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Our guest today was the well-known radio comedian and writer, Abe Burrows. Thanks again, Abe, for a fine show. Tune in again next week when we'll bring you another fine program. Meanwhile, this is Wynn Elliott bidding you goodbye with the suggestion that now is the time to make your future secure through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds.